I am here in studio with Marshfield Police Chief Phil Tavares. Thank you so much for joining us today.
It's a pleasure to be here, Christine.
Well, you're our hometown station here, you know, police station right here. We're WATD World Headquarters in Marshfield, and we'd have to have you on because we probably talk with you more than any police department in the state. So, and you're always accessible. I'm just going to point that out several times. Marshfield. Community, what, over 20,000 people?
Yes, I think the official population is 27,000 year-round, and then the selectmen just voted 45,000 during the summer months.
Wow, but still always in top rankings when it comes to safest communities in the state.
Well, thank you. Yes, I am pleased to report that this last year, the town of Marshfield was ranked the sixth safest community in the entire country by Safe Neighborhood Scout, and for the last 9 years in a row, we've been in the top 79th safest. But the last six of those 9 years, we've been in the top 14 safest communities in the United States of America.
What do you attribute that to?
Oh, there's a lot that goes into it. There's an awful lot, and I don't think we have enough time to get into it. But we have wonderful people that live here, and, you know, it's one safe community.
Well, you know, it is, and if I can just, speaking anecdotally, again, we listen to all the departments on the scanners all the time. It seems like your people respond to everything. It doesn't seem like anything is dismissed as a complaint. Am I correct in saying that?
Yes, that's correct. We do. We receive all the 911 calls, and we go on all the calls for service, everything that comes into us.
Now, you have no civilian dispatchers. It's all police officers?
Correct. Yes, when you call 911 or you call the police station on the business line, you're speaking to a uniformed, sworn police officer.
Okay. And I think maybe that makes a difference, in your opinion?
I believe so.
Okay. And I also noticed, too, and again, just getting to the PR side, you know, we talk with a lot of different departments and people. I say each department's kind of like a different family. It all flows from the top, how they handle the press and getting information out. We find you folks are so accessible, whether we're trying to find out what's going on during something that might be breaking news, some kind of criminal activity, or even crazy weather. You guys are accessible, and that's 24 hours a day. It makes it a lot easier for us to do our job and get information out to the people rather than saying, oh, it'll be on Facebook later, or leave a message and somebody will call you back. And sometimes those callbacks or emails are 3 days later. So thank you from WATD for always being a real partner in helping us get information out to people.
Well, that's exactly what it is, Christine. It is a partnership because we believe that the citizens of Marshfield and the surrounding towns should know what's going on in a timely manner. We believe in full transparency.
Well, you're absolutely doing it. I had forgotten about this, but looking back through some notes, the end of January, a really bad snowstorm.
Yeah, that's right.
And I'm hoping it stays away this year.
It was January 29th. It was a record amount of snowfall. And the president declared a major disaster declaration in April of 2022 in regards to that storm. It really did a number on us.
Absolutely. But you also have that Emergency Operations Center, which is all part of the response to that.
Yes, that's correct. We had the Emergency Operations Center open. We had volunteers from our community emergency response team who worked there and also worked at the Council on Aging to assist anybody that needed a place to go to stay warm and if they needed a place to stay overnight as well.
And we also had a couple of sad events this year, and one of them was there was some resolution brought to that, and that was in February, a trial that we covered, and that was the conviction of Alan Warner of Rockland, who killed his estranged wife, Shauna Warner, here in Marshfield. I guess that was some feeling of resolution with that. That was a terrible story.
It certainly was. It was a 7-day trial, a murder trial, in Plymouth Superior Court, where he did get life without the possibility of parole. And I'm just hopeful that the verdict brings some measure of peace to her family. It was a terrible crime that really shook our community.
And one thing else I have to mention while we're talking about that was the recent murder of the couple on Gotham Hill Drive. That was terrible, the Matsons, Carl and Becky.
It certainly was. You know, it's the first time that I've been involved in a double homicide investigation. And it was terrible. Terrible tragedy that happened, and I'm just glad that we were able to work collaboratively with, you know, all the local, state, county, and federal law enforcement agencies to quickly apprehend the person that we believe is responsible for that.
Right, and we will follow that story until there is some resolution in that. I remember, too, earlier in the year, there was a fatality, and this was on Forest Street. That was a sad story because it was as a young driver, as I remember.
Yes, this last year, we did have a couple of motor vehicle fatalities. This one in particular killer happened in March. It was a single motor vehicle accident. It was a vehicle that crashed into a tree, and the 17-year-old passenger did not survive the crash. And our thoughts and prayers go out to that young victim and his family. It was a terrible event.
I've seen the little roadside marker that I think the friends put up there for him. I know a lot of he seemed to have a lot of friends in this community as well as other towns as well.
He sure did, and we see too many of those markers around town, and speed we believe is partially responsible for that accident.
There were some highlights during this past year on the positive side. Finally, a new police station here in Marshfield.
Yes, I enjoyed watching the construction of it directly behind our old police station that was built in 1958. So we actually moved into the new one in June. It had been 33 years that the police and town officials had been struggling with the right time to find funding for and to actually build a new police station. So the new facility was designed to be approximately 24,000 square feet with room for future expansion. The new facility incorporates the most modern and best practices for day-to-day operations of a modern police facility, from safety and security to functionality and usability. You know, we spent countless hours trying to design the most cost-effective building that has all the technology that will truly keep the Marshfield Police Department on the forefront of police work.
So no more soggy, wet basements with records, things like that?
Absolutely not. And I'm extremely grateful for all the town employees and the citizens who voted to make this happen. We're real pleased with it. And so are the offices. In fact, if you drive by there at night, you can see that it's lit up with holiday lights. And we had a commercial company come in to do that, but the offices all paid for that themselves. That was not town funds that was used for that. That's how excited they are to be in the new building.
That's right. And now tell me about these awards that some of your officers got and were commended by the Massachusetts State Police.
Okay. In June, I was honored to attend the Massachusetts State Police Awards ceremony at the State Police Headquarters in Framingham, where three Marshfield police officers and several citizens were awarded life-saving medals. So I'd like to congratulate Lieutenant William Sullivan, Sergeant Liam Rooney, and Detective Gregory Davis. They were commended along with several civilians, including Stephanie Larson and retired Massachusetts State Police Colonel Marion McGovern, for their efforts in reviving a 12-year-old boy who actually drowned at Green Harbor Beach. But most importantly, we're happy to report the boy is healthy and doing well today. I was actually there personally, and I witnessed what happened, and it was a very stressful and difficult time, but they brought the boy back to life. Obviously, the fire department assisted with this as well, and we're grateful for that.
That was some story, and that was so good to hear that. It was also good to see that you were back to Cops for Kids with Cancer. You guys put your heart and soul into that, and you always do well helping to raise funding for that.
Yeah, that's an important charity for us. You know, we've been doing it for quite a few years, but we had to put it off during COVID. So, you know, we normally did it in November, but this particular year we did it this last May at HADADS. And, you know, we raised close to $100,000. So I was really pleased with that.
Now, of course, I would be remiss if I didn't talk about your cute canine that retired. And I know that he's probably not used to getting referred to that way, but I know it seems like he's had quite a following with your canine officer as well.
Who sure
looks like a movie star. I can say that because I'm older than he is.
Yeah, so after 9 years of serving the citizens of Marshfield in the Marshfield Police Department, canine Benny officially retired in July. July 22nd was the date. Benny came from Holland and was picked out at the Shadow Creek Kennels in Pennsylvania to be the partner of Officer Rob Reedy. So Rob worked with him for the 9 years, fighting crime, searching for missing people, and visiting schools for demonstrations. And, you know, during his career, K-9 Benny located many criminals and found many people who had gone missing. So we're grateful for his service. He's retired now, and he's living with Officer Reedy.
Nice.
But in anticipation of the retirement, in April, we welcomed a new officer to the force. His name is K-9 Fox. K-9 Fox is a one-year Belgian Malamute, and he was brought from the Czech Republic to Shallow Creek Kennels in Pennsylvania. So Rob and K-9 Fox underwent 16 weeks of training at the police school, and he's certified now and began working the streets in Marshfield on July 23rd.
That is awesome. And one more very probing, important question. What's the status with the elf on the shelf here with the Marshfield Police Department?
That was a cute little thing that the offices came up with in working with the Chamber of Commerce. To one of our offices got the elf on the shelf suit, and he put it on, and he went around town, and they took pictures of him at various locations, and it was a little contest, just a little public outreach. If you could guess where the elf was, the first person to guess where he was in town, that you'd get a gift certificate to a local restaurant.
That sounds terrific, and again, we appreciate you giving us a recap, just a little bit of some of the stuff your department, the Marshfield Police Department, does 365 days a year. And again, as a news person, I cannot stress the importance, again, the fact that you and your people are always accessible to us and are so good about getting that information out and aren't farming out that job to a third-party agency. It really does make a difference in people being able to know what's happening. Thank you so much for joining us, and thank you and your folks for what they do all year long.
Thank you for this opportunity, Christine, and we wish you happy holidays.
You're very welcome. Thank you.